Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian news and Disney travel podcast. Wait, it's, well, there's news.
There is news,
apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know.
Yeah, that was close. We do talk about news, though.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you. Okay. How's it going, Brandon?
It's going.
Happy New Year.
It isn't. It's a brand new year.
It is a brand new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. We're as far away from the year 2000 as 1975 was.
What is wrong with you?
From the year 2000. So, yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's neat. We're also as far away, like, we're halfway between 2000 and 50 now.
Yeah. Well, we might as well be. I don't know.
Okay. So, we are going to be talking some New Year's-y stuff, but before we do any of that, we have some, like, always beginning of show stuff, and one of those is, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Oh, just some gin and bubbly.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to be a, well, no, I shouldn't say that, because I drank a bunch of beer. I'm just out of beer, so I switched to gin.
You're, like, pretending as a health
No,
choice.
It's not a health, it's not health at all.
It's just a grocery shopping choice.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days I'll be healthy, but today is not that day.
I am drinking Snow Crystals Red Blend. This is from a festive 12, like, mini bottles of wine.
It was the 12 Days of Christmas wine pack, mm-hmm. festive wine package, and mm-hmm. and we got it after Christmas because it was on sale.
Exactly. We stumbled upon it in Costco. So it's, if you saw them there.
Delicious.
Yeah. That is good.
There were some good wines in there, actually.
Yeah, and they all have fun, happy, festive names, which I enjoy.
And they were all, like, half-size bottles of wine, but they all had corks in them.
Yeah.
So we really buffed up our cork collection.
It's true.
Yes, we collect corks. You have a little design.
I do. It has an M for our last name.
To put corks in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, most wines don't have corks
exactly.
anymore. So, like, half of the corks that are in that thing are, like, champagne. I mean,
mm-hmm.
sparkling wine.
Yes, Prosecco.
We're not in the tax bracket that buys actual champagne.
Heavens, no. Yeah, so anyway, this one is just a red blend, and they all have Christmassy names, so, yeah.
It is cute.
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it, actually.
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
You drank most of the wine, but
yeah.
I liked it anyway.
I'd be like, go pick a number and bring me the number.
Well, they're half bottles, so it's,
yeah,
like,
exactly. It's true. It's a couple.
It's portable,
like,
that
a
way.
Couple glasses of wine. It's good.
Mm-hmm. A couple big.
But yeah, okay.
Glasses.
All right. Stop judging me over here.
You're on teacher break. Well,
yeah.
You were.
Yeah. Today was the last day, technically. No, that was yesterday. It's the weekend now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time this comes out, you're back at work.
Yeah. Boo. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was fine.
You worked a lot of it.
I worked a lot of it, mm-hmm. and we were busy a lot mm-hmm. of it, so I didn't really get a break, and I needed a break.
We weren't really any more busy than we usually are, but just that coupled with you working so much gave little downtime for you.
Yeah, I didn't get the fun Christmas and New Year's week
mm-hmm.
where time has no meaning. No, time had meaning because
mm-hmm.
I was working the whole
yeah.
darn time, so... It was, I was a little bummed out. I still am, but I don't know. I'm hoping 2025 is a little better.
Yeah, you were pretty optimistic. Like, you, I know you were definitely disappointed, but yeah, it is what it is. Kind of.
Onward and upward.
That's right. Speaking of, do you have any nerd things for this week-ish?
Do you?
I have many, but.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so can I do two?
Sure.
Okay. I started building a Lego.
Oh.
Yeah. My Winnie the Pooh Lego that I had, I think I got it for Christmas last year, or my birthday last year, or
yeah.
maybe longer than that. But anyway, and...
I'm pretty sure I bought you that, like, 3 years ago.
I think you did when it came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got
which
a
is fine. I have
really...
way I have way more unbuilt Legos than you do, so I'm not.
But I'm catching
I'm not
up.
Judging.
So I got a very cool Lego set for Christmas. My siblings and their significant others and us, we all exchange, like, we all draw names and do Secret Santa. And my brother-in-law had me and got me a very cool Nightmare Before Christmas Lego set. All
this
to say, it's so
cool.
But I was like, okay, that's a really big one. Let me do like a slightly smaller one first because I have so many, and that'll like get me in Lego mode. And so that's what I did.
Yeah, you still have some unfinished ones.
I have so many unfinished ones.
You have one that's partially
I have
built.
One. Yeah, that'll be the next thing.
I noticed
I
you didn't start with that one.
No, that's going to be the one I do next. Now.
Okay.
Yeah. My whole thing was because that was partially built and I like walked away from it so long ago, I needed to like get back into the mind frame of like following instructions.
That's not a thing.
It was for me. So anyway, I'm almost done and I'm very excited about it. I'll probably post pictures on our Instagram, just so you know. And then my other thing is I really like planning and New Year stuff, like making lists and getting organized. And I have brand new Happy Planner that I got for Christmas, and it's Nightmare Before Christmas themed. And this one was from my mom and dad, and I'm pretty sure my mom picked it up, but you know. And so I was setting that all up, and it was very fun.
It's funny because you love that
yeah
sort of
yeah
stuff
so much.
And when you opened that, I looked at it and like it was like giving me secondhand anxiety, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh no, it's the exact opposite for me.
I don't like that. I do not like that.
Well, you don't have to do it.
No,
like it.
I don't. Yeah. Thank goodness.
It I really
like I
like it.
That you organize for mm-hmm. us.
Yeah, I do. I keep us both organized that
but,
way.
Like seeing that whole thing, you're just like, no.
Oh,
that's
no,
like,
it
no.
like combines planning and scrapbooking is what it is.
Yeah,
it's like so much fun.
It
makes planning fun.
That's a problem.
It
for
makes
me.
Organizing and planning fun and creative. I really like it. And I like that
no.
it's Nightmare Before Christmas themed. And then there was another one that was like Memory Keeper one too. But like so the Nightmare Before Christmas one is like daily.
I will not sing cats. I will not sing cats.
Every time I say memory today, you just broke it.
I will not sing cats. All
right.
No one wants to hear that.
Nobody does want to hear that. Also, we had, because we were gone, we've fallen behind in Skeleton Crew, but we caught up yesterday.
Oh, you don't want to hear my nerd thing, I guess.
Oh, that's right. I asked you and you didn't answer.
Yeah.
What was your nerd thing?
I threw it back at you to see what you would say.
Okay, what's your nerd thing?
Well, it's kind of your nerd thing. That's why I didn't say it, but... You're on a website right now for your book for a voting situation.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of crappy covers that are beating you right now, and it makes me mad. So you're going to post on our Instagram and get people to vote for your cover because it's a much better cover.
I think it is a better cover.
It is.
I'm a little biased.
Well, so am I, but... There's some really bad ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not that many votes, so it doesn't take that much. Like,
mm-hmm.
your vote counts in this situation.
Yeah.
It's not like fake democracy.
Yeah.
It's real democracy.
Last, my second book was a finalist in that contest, and now my third book was nominated, so it'd be cool if it went on.
There's some really bad covers.
There are. There's some good ones.
There is some good ones.
But
the ones that are in the top
mm-hmm.
10 even are not great.
Yeah.
It's voting based, so you gotta vote.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm like, please vote.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
That's very nice. And you're also like, on a personal level, it offends you.
Yeah. it's the principle of the matter.
Not necessarily that it's mine.
No.
Okay. I think I like that even more then. Okay, so Skeleton Crew, Brandon, we had a couple episodes to catch up on.
We did, because of like the Christmassy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole like Marvel series to catch up on,
yeah.
actually, apparently.
Yeah. It's true. We're going to catch up on season 3 of What If.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Someday.
No, soonish.
The third and final season.
I know.
Which is what you
I
should
know.
Say.
That
you
is
know?
True. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
At least we get Marvel Zombies as a spinoff later, though.
Yeah, and maybe some more spinoffs.
That's what I'm hoping.
Is what
mm-hmm.
they teased.
Yes.
I don't know.
we'll see.
We haven't seen it, so I don't even know anything about it.
No. Okay, but Skeleton Crew episode, what is this, 4 and 5 now?
I think 5 so. And 6.
5 and 6. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. What did you think? Spoiler-free gut reaction.
It is extremely 80s kids movie awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That works.
Jude Law is one step away from, like, doing Mr. Napkinhead. I don't know.
It's true. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. He's awesome in
he's
it.
He's so good.
And, yeah, I don't know.
It's, like, so well cast. And I don't know if I would have pictured if you were like, oh, this is the role. If I was like, Jude Law. You know what I mean? Like... I would never think that.
No, he's carrying the show.
Oh, it's so good.
And
Neil is wonderful.
Yeah, I would die for Neil. And Smeebot, Smee Droid is also awesome.
Smeebot is so awesome.
And you still don't know who voices him. I keep asking you, and you still haven't guessed properly. So.
Well, I keep guessing, and then you won't tell me.
Yeah, well, you haven't guessed properly, so I don't know.
Okay, I will think about it.
Do you want to guess again?
No, because now people will hear me guess wrong. You could just tell me.
Well, do you want to know?
Yes!
It's... Okay.
I've guessed, like, every major voice actor I could think of.
No. So, it's Nick Frost, which you might not know from the name, but that's... he's in, like, Shaun of the Dead... And all of those movies, he's the other one. Not Simon.
Really?
He's Simon Pegg's, like, best friend.
I would never have guessed
he's doing
that.
A good voice in it. Anyway, but he's
that's awesome. So cool.
Doing a really good job.
He's doing a really good job. He's doing a great, like, that droid is awesome, and the voice is great, and there's no way in a million years I would have guessed that. How on earth would you expect me to guess that?
I don't know.
Did you know, or did you, like...
I heard about that like a long time ago.
Okay. Disney A News Update.
It's news.
That was dramatic. Okay, so talking about New Year's and holidays and stuff like that. You know how Sweethearts Night is the first after hours event coming?
Yeah, it's like for Valentine's Day and stuff like that.
Sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Our cat is freaking me out right now.
The Downtown Disney has 4 new restaurants at Parkside Market that is, like, opening or about to open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the 4 venues are Sip and Saunder, Gigi's Chicken Shop, Soul Sister, and
Wow, okay.
Parkside Market.
You have to keep in yourself stumbling over that because, wow, wow.
Okay, here we go. Sip and Saunder is like a cafe and bakery and has a to-go window as well as service inside.
It's like soul food, though.
No, this is Sip and Saunder.
Yeah.
I can read you what it is. Oh. It's like it's literally like a coffee shop.
Oh, it's a coffee shop.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Then there is... Oh, there's a lot of options. There's Gigi's Chicken Shop. This is a Chicago-based franchise. And this is the first West Coast brick and mortar.
Hmm. Chicken is good.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, obviously limited menu, but it is exactly what you think it is. Soul Sister is a quick-service venue serving Californian... inspired Korean rice bowls.
Because Seoul is spelt like Seoul, Korea.
Yes.
Which is why it's embarrassing that Krista couldn't pronounce it.
That's so embarrassing. We can stop talking about it now. But they have some pretty awesome sounding signature bowls. Like beef, chicken, beef and egg, pork belly.
I like rice bowls, and I like pork
belly. Dumpling.
Pork belly is the best.
So there's also... like a grab-and-go menu. And then there's the Vista Parkside Market Bar. And that is an outdoor bar on the second story of the place. And this is a bar.
It's a rooftop bar.
It's a rooftop bar, yeah. So, and they have, like, a very extensive menu of light wines. And
they have
yeah.
drinking.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, that is exciting, I thought.
Okay.
And it is, and Parkside Market is now open. Like, Downtown Disney is just going insane.
Do we have to reconfigure our plans in February?
We literally, like, we might have to discuss this.
Oh, dang.
Mm. We can discuss.
I did not know this was going to be, I thought it was going to open in, like, April.
Yeah, it is, it's, like, there.
Wow.
Like, the menus have been released, and it is open, or I don't know if all the places are open, but yeah, it's like, open. Everything's open now, basically.
Huh.
So, anyway, give that some thought.
I am. It's, I'm very confused right now.
So, do you remember how, you know, the new Haunted Mansion, Madame Leota's, gift shop has opened?
I do. I don't know if we've talked about it, but...
Okay, well, that's open now.
It's open!
Oh, we did last time, because I talked about how there was a lot of criticism about the AI-generated art.
The AI art, yes.
Yep, okay. Disney just went in and overnight quietly removed it all.
Well, don't use AI art.
Yeah, exactly.
Use AI for good, not for evil.
This is so true. Absolutely true. Other news, Disneyland hit record-breaking again. Crowds in between Christmas and New Year's, which, I mean, that tracks. We were there during that time and broke records then, too. And it was pouring rain then. And with it still hitting record-breaking crowds while it was pouring rain, what does that tell you?
Yeah, scary.
Premier Pass sold out several times. But, I mean, that has off
Premier
and on.
Pass? That's $400. Oh, wait. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's Disney.
But anyway, yeah, it was really busy, and that's basically the news. Everything else is, like, moving towards now into 2025 and looking towards, like, the 70th anniversary and everything. It's all, like, upcoming news now. But yeah, I thought the Parkside stuff opening was pretty big. Do you have any news? Other than we have a What If season, the final season that we haven't watched yet, so... TV trailer for Captain America Brave New World is out playing everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same teaser that we've seen, but they are playing the ever-lucking heck out of it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, I guess, the only movie TV stuff I can think of.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it was the holidays.
I think I heard something, but my brain didn't work.
No, that's all right. It's the holidays, you know, like, lots of... like, moving towards new stuff, but there's not crazy stuff happening other than the stuff opening. Okay, ready to go to the main topic?
No, but I guess we're going to do it anyway.
It's holiday time. It's 2025 now.
Yeah, it is.
So what I have done is I have found... 25 things upcoming that are relatively related to Disney or our own travel plans for 2025.
Okay.
It's like 25 and 25 is the idea.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All that makes sense?
Were you doing yoga when you came up with this stretch?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So these are Disney related. Some of them are definitely stretching. Okay?
I could tell by how you introduced that there would be some stretching involved.
All right.
And I'm old, so we can't stretch too much.
All right.
I will blow up my knee.
You're going to be
I'll
a lot older
break
in a
my
couple
hip.
Weeks.
I like you got to be careful.
All right. You're going to be a lot older in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Almost as old as you.
Almost.
Ha! Nailed it.
Okay, these are in no particular order. I only have them numbered so I can make sure I had 25.
All right? Sweet.
Okay. So one thing is that this actually happened in 2024, but it is like completely open
so
now.
So the first one on the list. You have broken the rules. You've blown this whole thing wide open and ruined it all. Okay. Continue.
Tiana Splash Mountain and the rest of Bayou Country is now totally open.
Yeah, so that was definitely 2024.
But we're going to ride it in, like, this is us connecting back personally. We're going to, yeah, we're going to ride it like regular ride now. I know we rode it, but we rode it special magic key ride.
We super rode it in 2024. it was open, and the whole land was open. And
but not all okay. the stores.
Yeah, let's try again. Number
two.
Number two.
Disneyland's 70th birthday.
Okay, thank you. That is a 2025 item. Thank you.
Okay, July 17th is the official date. Celebrations, they say they start like spring, like April or May or something like that. But honestly, we know they're going to start soft start before that. Part of that, we have Walt Disney's Audio Animatronic is joining. Well, it's not permanently replacing, but Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, he's kind of old news anyway.
Disney Destiny is going to start sailing in November, and
that's a cruise ship.
And this one I wanted to make special note of because this is the first time they're doing an interactive where you choose a side when you board or before you board. I don't know. Was villain. It before or when?
Maybe it's when you check in. I don't know.
You choose villain?
I choose villain all day. Do you have to choose by cabin or by passenger?
Oh, that's a good question. I could easily choose villain.
Oh, I'm villain all the way. For sure.
I don't know. There's
for sure.
I don't know. but yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it is passenger or cabin. That's a good question.
It is a great question that I just had. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I have no answer for it.
Hmm.
So my notes are wrong because it said Disney Wish, but it actually means Treasure started sailing in December. It was like December 21st.
Yeah, Wish was a while ago.
Yeah.
Treasure.
I think I was saying like it was the second in the Wish class.
Again, this was 2024.
Okay, but December 21st, so that does not.
You once again failed this city. I mean, list.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd be good at filling.
But mm-hmm. the Disney Treasure looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you half a point.
Okay, good
one.
Deal. So Haunted Mansion has reopened and the gift shop and everything. But exciting news is after it's back to annual regular closure in January, when it reopens, it will be the original for the first time in like 2 years now.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Finally. We go back.
Yeah.
To Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Star Wars Nights and Oogie Boogie Nights have a record number of nights available for their After Hours events.
And they're all going to sell out.
Yup. But hopefully not like in a day. But considering Sweethearts Night is gone, and I don't think that one sold out at all last year, or if it did, it was like just before it started, so... Yep. So I put, you know how I said I'm going to be, we're doing some yoga and we're putting in some personal Disney things we're looking forward to?
Yeah. You're stretching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing more Disney Lego is on my list. Like your Star Wars.
Wow. Okay. This is not a list at all. It's just like...
That's a list. It's on the list.
Random things that are going to
okay.
maybe happen
no,
to,
that's gonna happen
to us.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
Number nine.
25 is a lot of numbers.
Yeah, so yeah. Number nine. Other events returning to the park, including food and wine, Lunar New Year, and especially Lunar New Year because we're going to be there for the tail end of that.
The very tail
end. Yeah, like the last day.
We might get some like leftover noodles or something. I don't know.
Okay, number 10, we've got some new movies coming out. I've lumped some of these together, so these are two live action ones, but not live action remakes. I didn't put those on the list because but Freakier Friday and the new Tron movie are both releasing in 2025. So these are live action sequels. There's a new Tron movie.
The new Tron movie's yeah. released. They've been talking about
yeah.
trying, like... They've been trying to keep the Tron franchise alive since they made the kind of sequel the last time.
Right. But then it's been nothing for a long time.
And then they made the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's...
And I did not know that the next one was coming.
Yeah, I think it's called, like, Aries or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's on the list for 2025.
Well, cool. I like Tron. I hope it's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so I'm very skeptical, though. Because they're both older, like, sequels for movies that came out a long time
ago.
Well,
yeah. Speaking of, who's in Freakier Friday?
Same cast. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, well.
They announced it at D23.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis, and I am very appreciative of Lindsay Lohan's comeback.
Me too. That is impressive.
She's done well with her life recently, and good for her, because she had a tough time. So.
Yeah. As far as I know, they're both coming back, and they just made the announcement at D23, and yeah.
I like it. They should do a remake of Parent Trap where Lindsay Lohan is the parent.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like the mom. Yeah. I don't know. Totally agree. Do it. Maybe they will if this is successful. That's an easier sell, right? But people have been begging for a sequel for Freaky Friday. And I think it was probably Jamie Lee Curtis was asked in an interview one time if she'd do it. And she said, yeah, absolutely. And then people just lost their minds. And that was years ago. So when they announced it at D23, people are like, what? So yeah. Cool.
I'm morbidly curious to see what they do with that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to watch it. Andor season 2 is coming in April, and we're going to finish Skeleton Crew. This category is number 11. This is Star Wars TV shows.
I like it. I'm hopeful that they stick the landing with Skeleton Crew.
Yep,
so far
too.
it's been giving me Goonies.
So much Goonies
in the best way.
Well, I mean, it's perfect because there's even the pirate stuff tie-in, right? Like it's so good. It's like Goonies in space.
It's like kids 80s movie, but mostly Goonies.
Totally agree. Yeah, I was getting solid ET there, like the first couple episodes, but now we're in solid Goonies.
And they have some cool Star Wars tie-ins.
Yeah,
and. Like some mystery going on that we're gonna, I don't know.
I'm excited. I'm enjoying it.
I hope it all works out.
Yeah.
And Andor season 2, I hope.
Oh, so anyway, I'm really excited for both of these because I'm really enjoying Skeleton Crew. Andor is my favorite show, probably, so far. So
Andor
like,
season 1 was the,
it was
the
amazing.
Best,
yeah.
like, stand, like,
Ooh,
it didn't even
better than Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree, but I know that was
you take the Star Wars out of it, and it is
still
objectively the best one.
Yeah.
Mandalorian was good Star Warsiness, but it relied too much on the Star Warsiness.
That's
whereas
fair.
Andor was just like solid writing and solid
and
acting
then also,
and blah blah blah.
When
right?
we go back, Mandalorian season 1, we also are colored by like. It came out at the beginning of Disney Plus, and then that was also like
COVID time.
Then we got Grogu and everything like that. Like it was like a universal obsession. If that came out now, would people think it's as good?
Probably not,
because people hate everything. But Andor is objectively good.
No. If you think Andor's a bad show, well, go get your taste buds checked, I guess. I don't know.
I think 2025 is a great year for Star Wars TV shows, is my whole point.
Yeah.
Because hopefully we finish on a strong note with Skeleton Crew, and we have Andor coming. Those are very, very strong, and I think that's it as far as TV shows. They have, they say that there'll be an announcement, and maybe even like teaser trailer or posters or stuff like that for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. But that is not expected to come out till 2026.
What about Marvel? Are we getting any Marvel?
It's on the list.
Oh, okay.
I have numbers.
You said that's it for TV shows.
No, Star Wars TV shows.
Star Wars TV, yeah. Okay.
Oh, look, here is the Marvel TV show spot on number 12.
Nailed it. Okay, perfect.
Okay, we've got, among other things, these were just like the standouts. We have Daredevil Born Again, which I'm so excited for. Ironheart, which I'm like, meh. But you know what? I was mad on Ms. Marvel, and I love Ms. Marvel.
When's Ironheart coming out?
I think it's the spring, but I don't remember if it's March or April. Okay. Eyes of Wakanda, which is like, I'm sure it'll be
That's
fine.
An animated show,
yeah.
So. Yeah,
and Marvel Zombies, which runs it out in, it's October. It's like the fall.
That's the Halloween show.
Yeah.
It's going to be playing.
It's going to be
it's
playing.
It's four episodes. It's all October.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's our Marvel TV spots. That was number 12. Number 13, I have most of the Marvel movies that are coming out. Wonder Man, this is also not in order because Wonder Man is coming out in like, I think it's coming out in December.
Wonder Man is a movie?
Or maybe it's a show. Maybe I put it in the wrong slot.
I thought Wonder Man was going to be a show.
Series.
Okay. I was right.
Yeah. Sorry, that should be right after Marvel Zombies then. That's our last thing for number 12. My apologies. Number 13.
You should be sorry.
We have Captain America Brave New World. That's coming out like right away, soon, actually.
Right away, yeah.
And then we also have, in this category, we have Thunderbolts.
Oh, Thunderbolts asterisk.
Asterisk. Thunderbolts asterisk.
You can't. You can't forget that.
So that's my
we
number.
Still don't know what that means.
No. So that's my number 13. That's the Marvel movies coming out. Except for number 14, I thought it deserved its own place on the list. Fantastic Four.
It does. It super does. There was some like most anticipated movies of 2025 lists.
Yeah.
And I disagreed with them all because none of them had Fantastic Four at number one. And it made me mad.
That must be your most anticipated movie, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
get that. And not just Marvel movie, like just most anticipated movie.
Yeah.
I get it.
Most of them actually had Superman at number one because they're, I get that because they're excited to see what James Gunn does.
I get that.
With
you know what?
DC.
I almost just went like nerd stuff in 2025 and put Superman.
I am very morbidly curious to see what happens with that.
I want
to
see it.
I think it looks good, but
really appreciate James Gunn. So
he does good work.
We'll see. But yeah, so I put Fantastic Four at number 14 because I thought it deserved its own heading and its own focus. So number 15 is like a Disney thing for me, and it's actually Game Loft, but it's Dreamlight Valley updates and new characters. It's Disney related. We're getting Aladdin and Jasmine. We're getting Alice in Wonderland and probably Peter Pan, but there's this big mystery about who it is. So anyway, it's very cool.
It's like the native chief.
I doubt it.
I'm just trying to be random. I don't know.
There's a giant.
It's Mr. Smee.
That would be amazing, actually. There's a giant rock that's in the shape of a skull, and they call it Skull Rock. And their announcement was that you're going to uncover the mystery of who is trapped in Skull Rock. I'm like, if it's not Peter Pan, who are you putting in Skull Rock? Honestly,
Mr. Smee.
Mr. Smee, maybe, yeah. Or they do the villains first. Maybe it's Captain Hook.
It could be Captain Hook.
And then also in the expansion, we're also getting, we have Maleficent, and Aurora is, there's supposed to be a secret character coming, but it's Aurora, so.
She's a princess.
She is. Okay, now.
Sleeps on the job a lot.
Boo. So that was number 15. Number 16, more general nerd related. There'll be a new Switch announcement coming in 2025.
That is general nerd related.
Okay, I could have kept Superman on the list then.
Yeah, you could have. Anyway, there's a new Switch coming. There's been a lot of leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, some of them are true. As in, they're not. Nintendo's weird. They do weird stuff. That's why they're successful, but that's also why they have problems sometimes.
Yeah.
Hopefully this one is backwards compatible and just continues with the success of the Switch.
I hope so.
Like, don't shoot yourself in the foot
don't
for
mess
once.
With it.
For one time. One time, Nintendo. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good talk. So the next few on here are like specific to us.
Oh.
Looking forward in 2025.
Very relatable.
Very. Well, I mean, I think number 19 is. Because one thing that we should
I'm not looking at
to,
your list. You have to tell me.
But you have to yell it with me.
Oh. Okay.
But it was the one thing that I think most people should relate to look forward to when they go to a Disney park.
Yeah.
Is eating some
churros! See, I didn't even have to look at that. You just gotta set me up. And I can nail it.
Right,
every
good.
Time.
Good.
Ooh, there's good some... Job. There is some sound lines on that recording. Apologies if you had your volume up high. That is my bad. Oof.
I talked before about how different food festivals are in the parks, and I think that Disney does a great job with these. I'm particularly excited, though, because we always want to go to Lunar New Year. Always thought it would never, ever work out. And it just so happens we'll be there on the last day. So that'll be kind of cool. So I want to try, like, a couple things, hopefully.
We're going to
We're gonna try to try.
I'm preparing for them to be just like, nah, we don't have that anymore. Nah.
I don't think we get our hopes up for anything. We just like try what they still have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited to go anyway because we can say we've been then.
Do they have any sake?
I don't know. Like, I don't think they've done their full menus yet.
Yeah, I know. But like, have they ever had sake?
I think they had like a sake-based cocktails.
Yeah. I love sake.
Yeah. Other things that we can look forward to in 2025. These are like a little bit more not as travel-y the next couple, and then we're going more travel-y. Watch Muppet Christmas Carol in the Christmas time.
Wow.
Everyone has to. You have to do it every year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, what else do we do every year? That's Christmas. That's Christmas. That's a...
You could
Disney based.
I mean, that's like a year from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's still 2025.
Yeah.
In March, there's the Disney-bound month challenge has been announced again.
Oh, you do that.
I do. Yeah, I've done it a few years now. Yeah. But they announced that it will be in March again, and then in a few weeks, they're going to release like what the days are and everything. So that's fun.
It's good for you. I can't do it because...
I like you guessing who I am, though.
No one would understand.
Do you know that I have... I make you guess who I am, and then some of my students guess who I am, and I actually have a student who participates in it now.
Good job.
Yeah.
Corrupting the youth.
Yeah.
We always knew that was the case, but...
Okay, now here, you ready for a stretch now?
Yeah. I'm very concerned.
Okay, so other Disney-related things are taking the Nuemos on other personal travel, like to concert or concert trip, not to the concert itself.
You're going
to
take the Nuemos, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, or plays. We have a lot of plays we're going to this year.
We are going to a lot of plays.
One of them is a Disney one. Lion King.
Like the Lion King. That's the Broadway show we saw recently.
Yeah,
it was Book of Mormon, and there's a Lion King reference. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to an actual Lion King.
Yes, we can also Six Degrees and do, like, Josh Gad was in the original Book of Mormon. Which
Olaf!
Who plays Olaf. And LeFou in the live action.
Oh, he does play LeFou. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, and he was...
Josh Gad is pretty awesome.
Josh Gad is awesome. And he was the MC for the Candlelight Processional, but in Disney World, not Disneyland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Catherine Hahn did Disneyland.
Do they only do one?
No, but that was just like the big... Right. Or I don't know. I think they do a couple.
I don't pay attention to any of that nonsense. Anyway.
But anyway, okay, that was my separation, 6 degrees of separation. Right? Okay.
What number are we on?
We are on 24.
No.
Yes, we are. 24. This is a travel one. We are going to Europe in July.
I think you skipped some.
I did not. Oh, I did.
I super think you did.
I did. I went from 16 to 19. All right, so 17, backing up. 17, there was a bunch of excited for all the new merch that comes out with in this coming year. There's always new merch.
There's
though,
always
like,
new
honestly,
merch.
Honestly, right?
There's always
new merch.
There's
always new merch. But yes, I think I put that one on the list when you were showing me the sales they were having at Loungefly. And I didn't get any. Because it's in America.
America.
And number 18, this is very specific to me. I want to buy a lightsaber when we're in Disneyland.
You have said this.
Mm-hmm. There's a specific one I want, though.
You want a specific... You're not going to build one. You want a legacy one.
Yeah. Well, you built one, and then I get a legacy one, and that's like the start of our collection.
Okay.
You're not mad at this. Come on. You knew what you were getting when you married me. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. Well, okay. We need to pick out a display spot, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So hopefully we can do that in February because we're not going again for a while after that. So
no, that's your only chance.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
Okay, so those were the two I skipped. Now we're on to 24, and that was we are going to Europe in July. We're doing a river cruise and Italy. And I originally said have Lady and the Tramp pasta moment in Italy, except I don't want to share my pasta with you.
I don't want to share my pasta with you, and I wouldn't. get spaghetti.
That's true.
Anyway.
Although I did order lasagna, and it was so good.
Yeah. I would, like, if it was a long noodle, it'd probably be linguine or fettuccine or something. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't, it doesn't lay me in the tramp as well as spaghetti.
That's true. And then our number 25, things coming up that are related to Disney or travel in 2025. We will be doing our 200th episode.
That's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes. It's a lot. It is a lot of legs.
That is what I was referencing. Thank you. I was trying to be a little more subtle.
Oh, sorry.
But that's fine.
But yeah, that is 25 things coming up in 2025 for us that will. Or in general about Disney that we will talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, I think I pulled my hamstring with some of those, but that's fine.
Do you think I'm missing anything?
2025? Well, no, not really.
I originally had Fantastic Four on there three times, but I thought that might be jinxing it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Let's not jinx it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want it to be good. I'm pouting.
I know. But good list?
Sure.
What are you looking for? Not even Disney related, but can be like anything. What are you looking forward to in 2025?
Working less? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a ray of sunshine.
No. You keep me more grounded, though.
Hmm. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Way to be the eternal optimist.
I'm even making that Louise. Optimistic.
Okay.
Okay.
This is off the rails.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun editing this.
Yeah.
Well,
Thanks to El Mule, who did the custom theme song that you hear at the top of the show.
You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast.
There you go.
Where you can also find links to our social media accounts. Please follow, share, rate, whatever, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. You should be able to find Disney A on all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Except Truth Social.
What is that?
Oh, that... That's the knockoff Trump
Twitter. Oh, no, not there.
It was a good joke if you hadn't ruined it.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a funny joke that I don't know what it is. So, next episode. You know what? You were supposed to find a blind date for with Disney for me, and you haven't yet. And now I don't know if I'll
have time. I think I put it on you.
Oh, did you?
I think so, but it's probably out of date now, so...
I don't know. I could watch a holiday-ish one.
No.
Okay, well, find me a different one then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it is time for a blind date with Disney. I'm ready.
Are you going to watch it tomorrow?
I will.
Okay.
Tomorrow or, like, Monday after work while you're still working, I'm sure. Or something like that.
And you got to keep it in your mind prison for the whole time.
Good deal. So, I'm Krista.
I guess I'm Brandon. I don't know.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All that makes sense?
Were you doing yoga when you came up with this stretch?
A little bit.
Okay.